Hello, you're listening to An Englishman in Prague, and today I'm going to talk about skiing. Now, there are two types of skiing which are popular in the Czech Republic. There's downhill skiing, where you ski down ski slopes, and cross-country skiing, where you ski across the countryside on trails. Downhill skiing is more expensive than cross-country skiing, because you need to buy a ski pass to use the ski lifts, but there are several ski resorts in Czechia, and many of them are accessible within a day trip from Prague. In fact, you can leave Prague early in the morning, drive to one of the ski resorts in Jezerska Hory or Krkonoše, which are mountain ranges in the north, ski for the day, and then return in the evening. But many people prefer to go for a long weekend and book accommodation in one of the ski resorts, or they go to their cottage in the countryside and they're able to ski from there. Now, since the ski slopes or ski runs are rather short in Czechia, a lot of Czech skiers prefer to go to the Austrian or Italian Alps for some proper skiing. There, the mountains are taller, the ski slopes are longer, and there's more ski runs to choose from. I've been told that it's about the same price for a ski pass in the Alps as it is in the Czech mountains. And since the conditions and the infrastructure is generally better, many serious Czech skiers prefer to ski in the Alps, and they don't bother with the Czech mountains at all. I've been downhill skiing in a few resorts in Czechia, mostly on day trips from Prague. The conditions are not always ideal. Some of the slopes were very steep, bumpy and icy, but I enjoyed myself and I think it's worth going once a year at least. All ski resorts have ski rental shops where you can rent a complete set. That's the skis, boots, sticks and a helmet for around 300 to 400 Czech crowns a day. Most resorts have several ski runs with different types of ski lifts, chair lifts for longer slopes and drag lifts for shorter ones. One of the most difficult things I learned to do while I was over here was learn how to ride the T-bar lift, which is a type of drag lift. On a T-bar lift, you ski up the slope alongside your skiing partner, and there's a cable between you and your partner, and then there's a straight bar behind your legs and under your bottom, which pulls you both up the slope. I learned the hard way that it's best to stand up straight and not try to sit down. Of course, when I first tried it, I tried to sit down, I fell off in front of a lot of amused skiers, but my Czech girlfriend at the time didn't find it funny. She was very embarrassed. I generally think the Czech terrain is better suited to cross-country skiing, as the mountains are not so steep and there's lots of trails to choose from. I've tried cross-country skiing a few times over here, and I prefer it to downhill skiing. It's also cheaper, and it's more physical, at least on the upper part of the body. My whole body aches after a day of cross-country skiing, but it's a great way to see the Czech countryside in the winter. If you get tired, you can easily take off the skis and walk, and stop to have a drink in one of the many pubs along the trails. There are several cross-country skiing trails in the country, but if you're trying it for the first time, I recommend going to the resort of Betříkov in Jezerska Hory, where you can rent cross-country skis and practice on the large flat area outside the ski rental shop. And if you get tired, there are several pubs along the trails or refreshment stands where you can buy beer or hot drink. For me, the perfect day in the deep Czech winter is a full day of cross-country skiing, followed by a hearty meal in a pub, washed down by good old Czech beer, of course. That's all for now. For more skiing vocabulary, please check out my article on the link below. Thanks for listening, and I wish you lots of winter fun and great skiing.